Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This summer, SDPB brings you highlights from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra's 2017-2018 season. Today, it is the sacred territory of Gustav Mahler's 10th Symphony. Here to explain is Maestro Delta David Geyer.
There's something about a 9th Symphony that many composers, particularly in the 19th century, were not able to get past. I mean, Beethoven composed 9 symphonies, and then he died. But so did Schubert, so did Dvorak, so did Bruckner, so did Mahler. And so there's something about a 9th that you, it's a boundary. And So this is the only completed movement of the 10th symphony of Mahler. And there were still a few elements that were not completed at the time of his death, but it was a fully formed movement. And so this is part of our cycle of Mahler symphonies. And part of me thinks there's a reason that there's something. I mean, actually, his pupil, Arnold Schoenberg, actually said that it's a spiritual territory that's going beyond a 9th, like a boundary that shouldn't be crossed. And this music of Mahler, it's still very much Mahler, but it is so otherworldly. It's so, not in a sense of, you know, like ethereal heavenly music, although there is some of that, but it's just a whole new territory. He was really branching out, and this was, you know, turn of the last century, right before the First World War, lots of anxiety and expressing it through music. In our musical world, the whole classical world was teetering on the edge of atonality, which is the collapse of the major minor tonality system, which his pupil Arnold Schoenberg took to the nth degree. I often wonder if Mahler had lived another 20 or 30 years, if he would not have been able to keep those bad boys at bay, who really entirely collapsed it, because this particular movement of this particular symphony, like I say, it engages new territory, particularly in the harmony of it, but it doesn't go to a free-for-all. It doesn't go to a place where there's no point of reference, that nothing for the listener to hold on to, that there's no real melody, that there's no harmony that functions. And there's still this age-long tradition of composing music in a way that creates anticipation in the listener and ultimately satisfies that. And so composers throughout the history of what we call classical music were toying with that, the use of dissonance and things to create, to confound expectation, but at the same time to create anticipation and fulfill it. So this sounds pretty esoteric, but the profundity of this one movement, this one completed movement, is quite amazing.
Thank you.
That's Mahler's 10th Symphony, performed by the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Tune in Mondays to In the Moment for more Summer with the Symphony. Next week, the last great composer, we hear Brahms' 2nd Symphony with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra.